This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Sarah Carl, S-A-R-A, middle name Owen, O-W-E-N, please write Owen in a parenthesis, last name Carl, C-A-R-L. Date of birth 05/28/2007. Requesting a physician Gina Madden, G-I-N-A-M-A-D-D-E-N. Date of appointment September 26, 2024. Dear Gina Madden, I have the pleasure of seeing Sarah Owen Earl today. Sarah Owen Carl today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 17-year-old, right-handed Caucasian transgender man who is transferring from female to male. He has a history of seizure since the age of 11 years. Second seizure he had at the age of 13 years. At age 16, again he started having seizure. Since December 2023, he is having more seizure. His seizure start with the aura of burning smell, weird feeling, left leg start shaking with loss of consciousness, with tongue biting, with lip biting, with incontinence. Sometimes he vomits, postictal confusion present. Presently he is on Keppra 500 mg daily. He did not have seizure since then. He was intubated twice in Nathan Latour Hospital. CT of that done, which was read as negative. He was in Albany Medical Center, where EEG done and they diagnosed with him non-epileptic psychogenic seizure. He was also in Syracuse University. They have same diagnosis, but they told him that he might have a epilepsy also, which did not catch on the EEG. He is also getting migraine since the age of 13 years. Presently it is 3 times per week, right-sided, sharp, with throbbing and pulsating sensation, sometimes nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, with dizziness. He sees spots in front of the eyes. Past medical history, bradycardia, migraine, seizure, past surgical history, broken arm surgery, allergy to Lexapro medication, Keppra 500 mg twice daily, and testosterone, social history, vapes, does not drink alcohol. He is in a 10th grade, he is single, he lives alone. Family history, mother with migraine, father with high blood pressure, 2 brothers, 1 with Crohn's disease. Review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, memory loss, depression, anxiety, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart SNS2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid pruritus, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflex is 2-4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 17-year-old right-handed Caucasian transgender man whose history is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, epilepsy versus non-epileptic seizure. Number two, migraine. Number three, depression. Number four, anxiety. Number five, memory issue. Number six, muscle pain and back pain. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to increase the Keppra to 750 milligram 2 times daily. He might need a separate medication for migraine. I would like to order EEG and MRI of the brain. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.